Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, beautiful music this afternoon on Spectrum. That was Every Chain by Alan van Niekerk. Pastor Tobilo, you killed me there. You're asking if I'm a
pastor. Yeah. I know you're in ministry.
Yeah, no, but
sure of the capacity.
Not yet ordained. I'm not a pastor. I'm just serving.
Yeah, but you're doing pastoral work.
Nah.
Yeah, you organize women's gatherings. Mm. That's what pastors do.
Thank you. So good to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted.
I was telling the listeners that I was stalking you, but in a good way. Don't be scared and think you need a protection order against me. I've been following you, your ministry.
Yeah.
You and I follow each other on Facebook, right?
We do, it's a community.
Yeah.
It's like you're my neighbor.
Yeah.
I know you. We're from the same township.
You know, but I was like, how do I, because you also do a lot of women events and stuff, and I always wanted to be a part.
Yeah.
But God is like, don't worry, my child, I'll bring her to
your studio.
I heard
you saying that. Yeah. You're following me and you wanted to be like a seat under
your ministry.
My ministry.
Mm.
And instead, God did it the other way around. I had
like,
to come to
you. You know, God is like, you are my VIP. You
that's
shall
God
come.
For you.
Now, Pastor Tobile, please just give us a brief background about yourself, like who you are, where you come from.
Okay, born and raised in Katlehong, loves Jesus with all my heart, my mind, and my soul, and he is my sole purpose for living. I have so much experience in life, but I don't know. I think I've come to a place in my life where I say, God, I thank you for everything that you have taken me through, you know, career-wise.
Mm.
Sure, I've served in several boards, you know, even as a chairperson. And at the age of 30, I was a chairperson of a water care company, you know, like your Rand Water, but Eastern Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the age of 30. So I've seen better days.
Yeah, you've served.
But yeah, I have served.
Yeah.
I have served. But I am telling you, I'm at a place in my life where I thank God for everything that I've been through and I've experienced.
Mm.
But like Paul, count it all dung for me to live is Christ.
Mm.
So if you want to know who Tobile Magamen is, just a Jesus-loving, smitten woman. That's it.
Sure. And you know, as you say it, yeah, I can see you're smitten.
I am. I'm in love.
Now, today we're celebrating Women's Day. It's Women's Month. But I wanted us, especially our talk this afternoon, to be centered around women serving in the ministry and also some of the challenges. And you're a woman, you've been around, you know, you've traveled, you've ministered. And I don't know, should we start with you encouraging the women or should we save that for later?
Let's save that for later.
Let's save that for later. Yeah. What are some of the challenges, especially for women in ministry? I mean, also in big corporate companies, a lot of women are still, you know, subjected to, you're a woman. You know, a lot of things is like, no, it's a man's world.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what are the challenges of women serving in ministry?
I think as women, we have boxed ourselves.
Sure.
It's
I think it's us.
Because for a long time I had been doing women ministry.
Mm.
I started a church. Actually, I planted a church, you know, started with like, how many were we? I think like 6 people.
Sure.
Yeah. And also being a woman, you know, society tells us that women have to do women ministry. But in 2017, God spoke to me and he said, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither male nor female, you know, and he said to me that you are doing what everybody else is doing.
Mm.
You're not doing what I have called you to do.
Mm.
You know, do not see yourself as being called into a women ministry.
Yeah.
You are called into ministry, you know, determine and purpose in your heart to serve, you know. To just serve in ministry, not just serve women.
Yeah.
And I remember I told a pastor friend of mine who is also female, that God has been speaking to me, you know, that I'm doing what everybody else is doing and that I have boxed myself, and that in as much as I am a woman, but in Christ there is neither Jew nor Gentile, and ministry is ministry, you know. And I said to her, and God wants me to pause on the women ministry and to, you know, to go the way of soul winning and go full force soul winning. And that's exactly what I did. You know, I paused a bit on women ministry and I went after soul winning. And I am telling you, things started happening. When I stopped seeing myself as a woman and I started seeing myself as a Christian. You know, I'm sure you must be aware that lately we've been doing campaigns of opening churches.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm like the only woman amongst like
giants,
you know. Why? Because the word says that as a man thinks in his heart,
so is he. Amen.
You know, for as long as I was seeing myself as a woman,
you were going to sit limited, at home and say...
And I was limited to women ministry, you know, and to associating with women. Because that is how I saw myself. I saw myself as a woman serving women, you know. But when I heard the voice of God and I yielded to it, and I remember the lady that I was telling, it didn't make sense to her what I was talking about. And I said,
like,
that
how is the Holy Spirit saying.
That, you know, stop this thing of women. You know, the kingdom of God is about soul winning. And your pursuit, it doesn't have to be gender based. You know, you have to pursue all human beings, you know, males and females. And when that happened, so I think that as women, we limit ourselves as women, you know, and we also allow society to dictate to us, you know, how far we can go.
And, you know, I think also a lot of women, even when they hear from God, they still doubt. We want someone, I want to go to Tobile to confirm if really, because let's say you, God said to you, go soul winning, and you doubt the voice of God, and you come to Mpo, you say, you know, I think God says I must go, and I discourage you. I'm like, aye, my friend, soul winning young. You are into women's ministry. Women's ministry is your thing. Live soul winning. I think most of the time, the other problem might be we go to people, we want reassurance from people. When God speaks, we don't take his word. We think someone else must confirm first before I can do it. Don't you think?
Yes. And the Holy Spirit is the bestest teacher in the whole wide world. There's a friend of mine, Mercy, I hope she's listening. She hates it when I say bestest. but she's the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, he is the best teacher in the whole wide world. You've got to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. You know, and when the word says that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, or nor has it entered the heart of a man, what God has in store to them that loves him and are called according to his purpose. Honestly, no eye has seen. You know, we don't have to do what everybody else is doing because we are
called differently
uniquely.
We are
uniquely called, you know, and God gave us unique talents and gifts, you know, to match the call of God in our lives. So we don't have to do what everybody else is doing. As women. But I am telling you, the sky is the limit for women. You know, we are endowed with so much strength as women, you know, wisdom, resilience. You know, as women, we are able to multitask.
Amen.
You know, as women, we are able to push, and we are able to stomach any kind of pain, no matter how deep. You know, that is the strength of women. And I think that as women, we have underutilized the potential that God has given us.
You know, as you are talking, I'm reminded of just as you were talking in my mind, you know, like I just painted a picture of a woman who is a single parent, but she's still able. God has strengthened her to be able to raise up all her children.
Yes.
And you know, and they do domestic work, but they still manage to take the kids to school.
That is a strength.
And make sure that they are provided for.
Yeah, because when God created us, you know, he had created everything, and he created a man, and he saw that everything that he had created was perfect.
Mm.
But this man needed a helper.
Sure.
So, you know, in our DNA, we have it in us to help. We have it in us, you know, to fill any gap.
Yeah.
As women, and also as women, we have a foresight. We are able to see, you know, I always say that women are like eagles.
Mm.
We see eight times better than a normal human being.
Amen.
And that is why we have to use that. I always say to people that we didn't come to Earth as statistics.
Mm.
You know, you came to planet Earth for a purpose,
mm.
and you have to exhaust it. You have to use it to the fullest.
Sure.
You know, the word says about David, whom I love, King David. So he's my, you know, I love him so much. It says about David that when he had fulfilled the purpose of God about his life, he went to sleep and he joined his forefathers.
Sure.
You know, so we have to exhaust. What is God, as a woman, called you for? Why are you on earth? Do you ever ask yourself that question?
Hmm.
Why am I existing? Why me? Hmm. You didn't come just as a statistic.
Sure.
You know, just to be counted as a number in the population of South Africa. No, there is a purpose for each and every one of us. And no matter who we are, no matter where we are from, no matter what our background is, no matter our skin color, there is something.
Mm.
I was saying the other day that this pastor was talking about a lady that came to her and said that, "Pastor, I've tried everything. I've sent out more than 2,000 CVs and I'm not getting any job whatsoever, and I'm giving up," you know. And the pastor said, "No, but there's something that you can do." And this woman said, "No, I don't have any talent whatsoever. You know, there is nothing in this life for me." And the pastor said that, "But from time to time, when we have functions here at church, you know, you make us nice donuts." And this woman said, "Yeah, that's the only thing that I can do," you know. And the pastor said, "That's it. Donuts, you know.
Sure.
Go and make nice donuts. Come and sell them.
Yeah.
You know."
Powerful.
Yeah. And apparently that is how Just Donuts,
started.
The trenches.
Yeah.
That grew, you know, throughout the world.
You know.
So for each and every one of us, whether you can make amakuhinya, you know, a donut.
Whether you can hair.
Whether you can make hair, you know, whether you've got a brain to design the next aircraft, you know, there's the space
all
for each
of us,
and every one of us.
We can do something.
Yes.
When you're talking about the woman who said, "But they're just donuts," for her, she didn't see that it's something very special that God has given to her.
Yes.
It reminds me of the story of, is it the widow with oil?
Yeah.
When the prophet said, "What do you have in your home?" And
yeah,
she said, "I have nothing. I just have a little bit of oil."
Mm.
That's how sometimes we limit ourselves. Even the little bit of oil that we have, it's something.
You know, I always say to people, never ever come to a place in your life where you say, "I do not have."
Sure.
The minute you say that, "I do not have," you have closed every door of possibility of you ever getting anything, you know, because reality, honestly, is a state of mind.
Amen.
That is why the scripture says that as a man thinks in his heart,
so is he.
Mm. So you think you do not have, you do not have.
Mm.
You know, whenever you are presented with an opportunity to do something, you've got to look, you've got to search. You know, if you have to go and borrow next door, you know, in order to start up a small business, go and borrow next door.
Mm.
Don't ever come to a place in your life where you say, "I do not have." I do not have must be non-existent in our lives as Christians and as women.
Sure. Mm. And Pastor Tobile, as we're talking, what are some of the women who inspire you in the Bible? Like, you know, who do you take courage from? Or those people that you read their
story? Are you for
story?
Serious? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's Deborah.
Sure.
She was a warrior.
Mm.
Sure. I always say that the way that I look outside and how I think inside is two different people.
Sure.
You know, I believe in fighting for what you believe in.
Amen.
You know, I believe in waging war.
Mm.
And that is one thing that I am not afraid of. You know, to an extent that I thank God for salvation.
Mm.
Had it not been for salvation, Lord knows, I don't know where would I be, you know, because, I just have that in me that whatever the enemy brings my way, I have to stand up and defend
fighting
myself.
Spirit. Yeah.
Of course, we have to fight, you know. So, Deborah. I admire Deborah.
Sure.
I also admire Esther. The reason why I admire Esther is that she came from nowhere. I mean, she was a slave girl, you know, in a strange country, you know, and she was so determined that she rose up to be a queen. So for me, what it says that you can be anything that you want to be, you know, and that God doesn't have any favorites, you know. All of us, we are presented with equal opportunities. You know, it's up to us to grab those opportunities or to lock our minds and say that, but I'm a slave girl, but I'm not educated, but I'm from a poor background. You know, opportunities time, you know, and opportunities are presented to all equally.
Sure. Family, this afternoon I have Pastor Thobile Megaman in studio. If you have any comment or question or testimony regarding being a woman serving in ministry, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note or call us live. It's Women's Day. Let's celebrate together. Call us on 012-334-1322. WhatsApp line, 0826572729. You're welcome to send us a message or drop us a voice note. Now, Pastor Thobile, you know, when I look back at this past year, this current year and the past one, it has been one of the most difficult, you know, especially for ministry, for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people lost jobs, retrenchments, a lot of people died. So it has really been draining, you know. And there's probably someone listening this afternoon, not necessarily a woman, whether it's a man, and they feel so discouraged, you know, and you know, the COVID-19 really hit all of us hard. What sort of encouragement would you give to us this afternoon?
I always say that there is absolutely nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
What we are going through, it has happened before,
you
know, and God has given us a manual to refer to, you know. When the children of Israel were in Egypt, and when God sent Moses to take them out, Pharaoh hardened his heart. But God said to the children of Israel that they must stay in Goshen. And I believe that Goshen is a place of protection. I believe that Goshen is a place of providence. I believe that Goshen, it is a place of comfort. It is a place of strength during the time of national crisis, you know. And where is our Goshen? You know, it's a spiritual city. Now it is time to sit at the feet of Jesus and literally sit at the feet of Jesus,
sure.
You know, because there are three people who are going through desperate situations in life. Yeah. It is a person. There are three kinds of people, actually. No, there are three kinds of people. The first person is a person who is going through a desperate situation. And that is where the world is. And that is where we are, you know, even as South Africans. And the second person is a person who has just come out of a crisis. You know, there are people who have come out of the of a crisis.
Yeah.
But there are people who are also headed to a crisis.
Sure.
So Jesus did say in John 16:33 that in this life you shall face tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome. So we have to hold on to the word and to the promises of God. How do we hold on to the word and to the promises of God? You know, for me, prayer is master key. It has worked miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen.
It has opened doors in my life that I would never have thought possible. You know, so cultivate a habit of prayer.
Yeah.
You know, every day when you wake up, have something to be grateful for.
Sure.
You know, when you express gratitude, you are saying to the creator of the ends of the earth that I am ready for more. So in this time of crisis, this is the time that we should saturate our environments, you know, with thanksgiving and with praise.
Amen.
Why are we doing that? We are inviting the presence of God. What are we inviting the presence of God for? For providence. What are we inviting the presence of God for protection?
Amen.
What are we inviting the presence of God for guidance, for direction, you know, during this time? Because I am telling you, Jesus is the answer to the world and for the world. And I always say about Christians that a number of us, we talk about prayer, but we do not pray. This is no time for 5-minute prayers. This is time to dwell. The word in Psalm 91 says that they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to dwell, it means to linger. To dwell, it means to stay on. You know, to dwell, it means to be there, you know, permanently. So what we do is we visit. And I don't want to lie to you, 2020 and 2021 has been a very difficult time for a number of people. But these have been the most beautiful years in our lives, in my life, in our ministry. You know, we have seen God. And where does it come from? The number of years that we have put our energies into prayer. Into staying in the presence of God, dwelling in Goshen.
Let's hold it right there. My technical guy says we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Bongi Dlamini, all the way from Fosleris. Welcome to Spectrum. Welcome.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. How are you, Bongi?
Hi, Bahle. How are you? Hi, Pastor T.
It's not Bahle, Sis Bongi.
Mpo is going to kill you.
You are speaking to Mpo Moko.
Mpo, you're going to kill me. Sorry. Yes. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Niyaphila.
Do you have a comment? Do you want to speak
to... comment.
Okay. Yes, you are welcome. Okay.
Pastor T, thank you so much. As I'm listening to you, even though I'm not so proud of the subject, but I'm serving under you. I'm realize Amanda is not a man. Two, Pastor T has made me value mina first before I can be valued by someone else. And in Yambong, Kulunkulu, Avulindelu, Pasati, we identify a team, Uguti. What is it that you can do in ministry? Nasem Zimbenika Christu. Goba, sometimes we find ourselves doing things we don't understand. Pasati. That mina I felt good in us and got naming on the Pasati. Siambo Kulungkulungkulungo Pastor Way too, and yeah, I am so proud of you, Pastor. We love you so much. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much, Bongi, for your comment. Thank you so much for giving Pastor T some love this afternoon. That was Bongi Dlamini from Foslo. So
yes,
you recognize her voice, you know her?
I know your sweet voice, of course. Good to hear from you, Bongi.
Family, if you also have any comment, question, you are welcome to drop us a voice note or send us a message on 0826572729.
And here's another thing, Mpo. There is a reason why God has kept you and everybody else that is listening. You know, what we are going through is something that is unprecedented. We have not seen it. I don't think that our parents have seen it. You know, every time you go onto social media or you go into any form of media, you know, you hear of how many rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace. And what it has been doing lately is that it has been now eating up on families. You know, you hear a husband and a wife, you hear, you know, a mother and a child, you know, it's countless people that have been passing on. So why has God kept you? Why has God kept you? There's a reason why God has kept you.
Amen.
You know, and whatever that reason is, I am telling you, we have come to finish line. But I want to believe that God is so gracious and is so merciful that he wants as many people as possible in his sight.
Amen.
So I want to believe that many of us that God has kept, it is so that we can reach to those that do not know Jesus. You know, it is to populate heaven and to plunder hell. You know, otherwise, what's in it in this world? What's in it in this world? You know, because what is happening right now, you can see that it is happening across all the spectrum. You know, it doesn't have any favorites. It doesn't have any special people.
True.
You know, it's not like it's happening to the haves or the have-nots. Yeah. It is happening everywhere.
Sure. And
you know,
for everyone.
And it's, yes. Mm. Yeah. It's a defining moment of life. It's a sobering moment. You know, why are you here? And that is why I'm so passionate about opening of churches.
Amen.
Because I really believe that when we come together, there's corporate anointing.
Amen.
And I am mad at our government, and I am angry, you know, at the fact that only 50 people are allowed to come together and worship. What about the rest of the people? Because that is where we are spiritually nurtured. You know, when I feel down and I don't feel too good, you know, and I go to a place where there is worship, that lifts up my spirit. You know, I got born again in a church, in a corporate service where everybody was. And I want to believe that the word of God says that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
Amen.
So there's two of us gathering. If we say only 50 people must gather, who must be left behind? Who must stay behind? You know, time is short, you know, and eternity is real. This is no time to play games. And here's another thing. It's the 9th of August, and we commemorate what those women did in 1956. They marched against the pass laws, you know, and that led to this day being commemorated. You know, they are our heroes, but me and you, Mpo, we are here. You know, we are faced with a different kind of struggle and challenge, you know, and I feel that the Church of God is either overlooked or sidelined, you know, and women at the time in 1956, they looked at the injustices and they said to themselves, no, we're not going to sit down and not do anything. So another thing, I am not seeing women, you know, in the struggle.
In the forefront.
I'm not seeing women in the forefront. Everybody is about themselves.
Women are at
you
home
know,
praying.
We are not kingdom minded. Yeah. We are not kingdom. We have to be about the kingdom of God.
Sure.
You know, and there's something about the voice of women, you know, that is so touching. I don't know if it is the Holy Spirit, it is God, you know, but there is something supernatural about the cry of women. And that is why God said in Jeremiah chapter number 9 that gather women, let them wail, you know, because of the situation at the time. Where are the wailing women of today? How can we be comfortable when things are the way are? The Bible says about Jesus that he was zealous for his father's house. He loved his father's house. He loved the temple, you know. So if there's a destruction on the temple, we as women, how can we sit down? How can we be comfortable? You know, how can we not speak out? How can we not gather in large, large, large numbers and mobilize and march and say that, no, enough is enough. We want to gather because we believe that when we gather, the Holy Spirit is there. We believe that when we gather, that's where we get healed. We believe that when we gather, that's where deliverance happens. You know, that's where even families are reconciled when we come together because there is corporate anointing. But right now we are all operating in silos. You know, you're operating in your corner. I'm operating in my corner. That one is operating in his corner. But God does not see denominations. God does not see Umpo as leading, you know, Umpo's women ministry.
Amen.
God sees his children.
Amen.
And we've got to think like that as women. You know, so yeah, I'm actually troubled about Christian women. Where are they in everything that is happening in the country?
Sure.
Where is the voice of women?
I hear you, Pastor Tobile. Now, getting to the message for Women's Day. What message do you have for us today as Women's Day?
Like I said, that there is a purpose why God has saved you. There's a purpose that why so many people have died and you are still here as a woman. And that is where your divine breakthrough is.
Amen.
You know, that is where the answers to your prayers are. When you begin to think selflessly.
Sure.
I always say that when you begin to take care of the kingdom of God, God will take care of your life.
Sure.
You know, when you prioritize God, you become a priority.
Amen.
And that thing, it is so true and it is so real in a way that I cannot explain to you. So whoever that is listening that right now, I don't know what you are going through,
sure,
but I know that God needs you. You know, let your hand be seen in the kingdom of God. Raise up your hand. Do something for the kingdom of God. And see if you will not see God taking care of whatever that is troubling you. You know, God is not so unrighteous that he will forget your labor of love. The answers to your prayers are in you standing up, you know, are in you doing what God has called you to do, are in you taking part in building the kingdom of God. You know, when we build a house, there are designers. When a house is being built, there are designers, there are those that sell material, there are those that lay the brick, there are those that decorate the house. So each and every one of us, we have a role to play in the kingdom of God. And the minute you begin to preoccupy yourself, you know, with the agenda of the kingdom of God and advancing and propagating the gospel, the problems in your life, they become smaller because something else begins to preoccupy you. You know, what am I doing for the kingdom of God? You know, how many souls have I won? You know, if you are in a church, how are you participating in your church? But over and above everything, if you forget everything I ever say here this afternoon, Paul, remember this. You know, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian.
That's powerful.
And we all love power. You know, we all want to see things happening in our lives. We all want to advance. And I am telling you, prayer is a master key. And it is in prayer where you will hear from God, where God will direct you. It is in prayer where God will speak to you. It is in prayer where you will be able to forgive. Because some of us, you are in a problem that you are in because you are not able to forgive certain people.
We are still struggling with unforgiveness.
Yes, we are struggling with unforgiveness. You know, some of you, your breakthrough is just a creative mind that God will give you, you know, that do this, you know. So make time. If you forget everything that I said today, make time for prayer.
Amen.
If you wake up at 5, please do me a favor. Wake up at 4.
Sure.
Begin to pray.
And expand, how do you begin the prayer time?
Yes, spend time with God. Spend quality time with God. God is your potter. Allow him to make you. Allow him to shape you. Allow him to reconstruct you. And allow him to package you and present you out there.
I really like what you're saying, especially when it comes to the issue of prayer, because many times I hear women saying, Mpo, please pray for me. And I'm thinking, people still, there's nothing wrong with me saying, Pastor Tobile, we have an issue, but I must also get into
having the gap,
you know, of praying for myself. There are people who still, they're asking you to pray for them, and at night they sleep and you are praying for them. And sometimes I'm
dangerous.
Like, but that is dangerous. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you ask for prayer, yet you are not praying.
Yeah. We have to learn to pray.
Sure.
You know, the word says
we need to hear God ourselves.
Yeah. The devil is like a roaring lion, you know,
looking for who to devour.
Who to devour. Yeah. And when he comes to attack you, Pastor Tobile is not going to be there. I always say to people in our church that, listen, I don't point you towards me.
Hey.
I point you to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is available 24/7. Pastor Tobile, you know, I'm also human. I also have my own things.
Exactly.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day in shame. They were telling me that they were robbed and they had been trying to call me. And because they were calling me with a number that I didn't know, you know, I didn't respond to them. And they were so hurt. And I said to them, listen carefully. You know, when I tell you guys that I point you to Jesus. I can even see myself at church because when you preach, I'm facing, you know, the people. But then I say to her, I can even see myself how I tell you guys, because I turn and I point my head, my hand up there, and I say, mine it is to point you to him because he is available 24/7, you know. But I must say that a number of our people are able to stand in prayer. And if there's one seed I would like to deposit, it is the seed of prayer, because I have seen the seed of prayer, you know, changing my life drastically.
Amen.
I have seen the seed of prayer, you know, God repackaging me and introducing me, you know, that when I look at where God has taken me and what God is introducing to the world, you know, I'm like, these are two different people. Sure. And I know it is nothing but prayer. Spend time in prayer. If you wake up at 5 a.m., wake up at 4 a.m. And the first thing that you do when you pray, start by praising God, regardless of what you are going through.
Sure.
By doing that, you are inviting the presence of God into your day. Yes, you are inviting the presence of God into your day, and you will never have a single bad day.
Sure.
Even if you hear bad news, but your day will not be bad, because you will be having that energy and that strength that you have drawn from God early in the morning. So early in the morning, my advice is that seek God. Start with praise. Don't harbor grudges. You know, when you do not forgive people, it's like you are eating poison. You are hoping somebody else will die. You are killing yourself.
Sure.
Learn to forgive. This life is too short. You see, people are falling left, right, and center.
Sure.
There is no time to say that you stepped on my toe.
Hey,
you did
not
do this.
There's no time for offense.
There is no time for offense, you know, and there's only one bait that Satan has. It is offense. There's no any other strategy that Satan uses against us. It is offense.
Sure.
You know, so learn to forgive. Free yourself, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. And
beautiful.
Serve.
Serving. There is power in serving.
Have a heart of a servant.
Sure.
Have a heart of a servant. Never be too big, you know, to do anything. Whether it is cleaning the toilets, an opportunity to serve is an opportunity to be raised.
Amen.
It is an opportunity to be promoted.
Amen.
Don't ever miss the opportunity to serve. You know,
sure.
God, He resists the proud and He humbles. He resists the proud and He raises the humble.
Amen.
So serve, serve, serve.
Sure. Now, Pastor Twebile, when we were speaking of A, you were telling me that you have a women's event that's coming
up.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me more about it.
It's called Pearl of Great Price.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been doing this event since 2014.
All right.
Yeah. But obviously now because of COVID, we have not been doing it on a very regular basis.
Okay.
So we have it on the 21st of August.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be at Da Vinci Hotel. Excuse me, in Sandton from 9 a.m. to 1.
Okay.
Yeah, our theme, we're going to be talking about a Christian woman holistically. So our theme is the lady, her lover, and her man.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the lady is a Christian woman holistically, her lover, you know, it's issues that pertain to relationships, marriage, remarriage, family, you know, and her Lord, you know. Being woman and being godly, you know, godliness. Yeah, so that is happening on the 21st of August at Da Vinci
Hotel. And how can people get more information? Do you have, you are visible right on social media.
Yes.
How can people follow you and get more information?
Tobile Magaman, yeah, but then you can also, they can also call 076.
Okay, just hold it for me. It's 076.
612.
5321.
Yeah, and that's Alero.
Alero. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for more information, they can contact 076-612-5321 and Alero.
Yeah.
And I'll repeat the numbers again at the end. But right now, I would like to grant you an opportunity to pray for us this afternoon, leaders in prayer, especially covering the women since we're celebrating Women's Day.
Mm.
You know, for just God to intervene, come through for them. Women must arise. They must come out from those
cocoons. In leadership
spaces,
women must
we need
arise.
Women.
Yes, we need women.
Yeah, time for us to be out there. Leaders in prayer.
Okay, I'm going to pray two quick prayers. If you're listening to me and you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to pray with you. Please pray after me. I may not be seeing you, but the Holy Spirit is there with you. God can see you.
Amen.
Just pray this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus is your Son. He died on the cross. He was raised on the third day. I believe that He is my Lord and my Savior. From today onwards, I give you my life. I ask you to lead me. I ask you to guide me. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is the first prayer. And if you have done that, you have accepted Jesus, please find a Bible-believing church near you and go after God. go after God, prioritize Him. I'm also going to pray for all the women that are listening right now. You are a woman, you are going through a challenge, you are at the crossroads of your life, there are decisions that needs to be made. You don't know whether you should go left or you should go right. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you, that the Holy Spirit will lead you. And how do you know that this is the guide and the lead of the Holy Spirit? You know, that deep, small inner voice that stems like from your belly, you know that is the Holy Spirit. And that voice that will come first, you know that it is the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you. You are a woman, you are sick in your body. God is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. I'm going to pray that the healing power of God touches you. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will give you strength. You have received results and they do not sound good. I'm going to say to you that God has the last word. Believe God, believe God, believe God for your healing. Dear Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your daughters, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for that one who is in the valley of decisions, Lord, that is about to make a decision, but they do not know whether they should go left or go right. I ask you, Spirit of the living God, take charge, take over, lead them. You know, 10 years down the line, what we do not know. I ask you, Spirit of the living God, divinely intervene. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, lead your daughters, Lord, guide them, raise as many daughters as possible, Lord my God, in positions of leadership. Make your daughters a voice, O God, even in this nation of South Africa. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for healings, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, during this time when the whole world, Lord my God, is plagued with infirmities. I pray for total and complete healing, O God, upon any person who is under the sound of my voice right now. Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us, let your healing power touch your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for one, Lord my God, that has a broken heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your peace that passes all understanding be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I ask you, King of Glory, spread your wings, cover everyone that is listening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, have your way in us. Let there be light upon your daughters, Lord. Let there be light upon your daughters. Wherever, Lord my God, there's any form of darkness, let there be light in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Tobile. It has been absolutely beautiful having you here. So, family, she is hosting an event on the 21st of August. Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Hey. English Da Vinci Hotel
Italiano.
So if you are interested in joining them, do contact Alero on 0766125321. Otherwise, follow her on social media. She is Tobile Megaman. Megaman is MAGERMAN. Beautiful. So from here, where are you celebrating your Women's Day? Are you going home?
I'm going home. Oh my goodness.
And doing what? Cooking?
No, okay. I'm not cooking today.
So you're just going to unwind. It's Women's Day. It's Women's Day.
I'm going to chill. It's my day.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. Oh. And I thank God for it.
Yeah. Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Mm.
Yeah. So we'll see you again in the future.
Yeah, hopefully soon, hey?
Soon. It will be soon.
Yeah.
Up next, my family, here is Elevation Worship with I Will Trust.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.